Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. Just wanted to call to congratulate you on your anniversary for the best-looking, smartest, and, of course, most humble fellow I know.
And, of course, you're the best Italian restaurant chooser I know in New York.
It's been great blowing hot air with you over the years.
Sending you a huge hug and a snoop.
Mwah! Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. In the third decade of the 21st century, now in our 24th year, and somebody else who's joining us in that record is our good friend Karen Kerrigan. She's now in her 24th year with us. She's the president of the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, SBECouncil.org. Karen, tell us about it.
You bet, Jim. We are an advocacy, research, and education organization dedicated to promoting entrepreneurship, protecting small business. We focus a lot on policy and its impact on small business sector, do a lot of advocacy. Our members get involved in what we do. And, you know, we're here to represent small businesses. We also provide a lot of good how-to content on our website and work with partners that are already doing a lot of good stuff. We just collaborate with them, you know, to help entrepreneurs and small businesses succeed. So you're right. Check us out, www.sbecouncil.org, Twitter at SBECouncil, and also you can find us very easily on Facebook or LinkedIn.
Karen, what are you seeing looking forward into 2021 from a legislation standpoint? What are you seeing lining up that small business owners need to be paying attention to?
Well, you know, I know they don't follow the nuances of divided government like Wall Street, right? And
well, that's because we don't have any lobbying money on the line like they do.
well, right. You're right. You don't have daily things like that. Yeah, they're not being fed on a daily basis, you know, things. But look at the, you know, if you look at the post-election surveys, you'll see that, you know, there's been, you know, concern in Main Street about what would happen with the Biden administration based on, you know, what Biden ran on, right, in terms of raising the minimum wage to $15, more regulation in the workplace, more regulation, environmental, health care, you name it, taxes. So, but Jim, I do think that agenda is going to be tempered by the 117th Congress, right? These new, the surge of Republicans in the House. I think the Republicans will hold on to the Senate. So you'll see a lot of executive order stuff. You know, a lot of the EOs, a lot of things happen from the regulatory perspective. And I think where the action is going to be is on the workplace rules, on the labor side. So businesses really need to be paying attention to rules that come out, for example, on turning back perhaps independent contractor rules that clarify independent contractor status.
Their Assembly 5, what does he call it, the
T5. S5? Yeah.
Like that. I mean, this is going to be, and that's not going to be good for small businesses, not going to be good for startups, for independent contractors.
No, well,
this is going to be bad. And these will be handled, this assault on independent contractors will be handled by executive order and by an email or a tweet by the Department of Labor or the NLRB. What do you think? We've seen this before.
No, absolutely. That perhaps
bypassing the Congress.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. All of it will be EO. That's what I've been saying. This is from laying out some executive orders and regulatory actions. Then, you know, the same thing on health care, which was pretty much done, you know, through the regulatory process, the transitional health plans, you know, the short-term limited duration plans, association health plans, things like that. You know, I think the new HHS and new administration, you know, will work to put an end to those and what they can to boost up Obamacare. So on the environmental side, we saw a bunch of EPA rulemaking that were common sense, modernized some of the rules.
Can we say something here? Now that we can look back and do a real postmortem, Can we agree? I think you and I agree that the Obama administration, the 8 years, let's call it the 7 years. I'm not going to blame them for 09, but the last 7 years of the Obama administration were brutal for Main Street. That's what I think. What do you think?
Well, absolutely, Jim, because there's, we're going to talk what could happen with the Biden administration. We're digging out of the Nixon hole.
Yeah. I mean, folks, that's what we're looking at. We could be looking at another type of Obama type of thing with the way Biden is shaping up here. Hey, Karen, thanks again for 23 years. Come back soon. Let's do 23 more. What do you think?
Of course, Jim. I'm game.
Karen Kerrigan, ladies and gentlemen. SBECounselor.org. Please check it out. You'll be glad you did. You'll thank me later. And support them, all the work, hard work that they do. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.